Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So, I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is categories, and yes, you have to play the game. Gabe Ramirez, welcome in. You have to play categories.
I can't wait.
Tyler Farringle, welcome in. You have to play categories. Alex Kuhn, you get to play categories. Not a have to, it's a get to. Let's reframe it full of gratitude here at Thanksgiving week, all right?
I'm thankful for this game.
There it is. So look, three categories. Two of them are sports. One has to do with culture or the world at large.
Okay.
And I give you the category, then you guys name one item a piece, and we go around in a circle. You out there, wherever you are, you can play along. Shout it into the void or text it. Don't be looking at the text screen, you guys. Okay. Make sure you cover it.
And this isn't one where, like, I say something that begins with an A, then Farringall says something with a B, and then a C. Not that one. Okay.
Although,
I mean, that's a fun one.
525 is open.
Holiday.
That's right. All right, here we go.
All right, I'm ready.
I thought about this this way. Jalen Hurts is the reigning Super Bowl MVP.
Fair.
Congratulations to him. I'm looking at a list of every quarterback that has ever been a Super Bowl MVP. Just the quarterbacks who have been Super Bowl MVPs. The number, I think, is 21 of them, including Jalen Hurts. So you can't pick him. But
who
Gabe,
goes first?
Gabe, you go first.
Give Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes,
easy.
Multiple times, has been a Super Bowl MVP. Tyler, give me a quarterback who won Super Bowl MVP.
Doug Williams.
Oh!
Did you really go there?
Game on!
I like this.
That was just bragging. That was just showing off right there.
Okay.
But that's very nice. Doug Williams is indeed on the list.
How about our guy, Kurt Warner?
Kurt Warner, Super Bowl MVP.
I like this.
Yes.
I like where we're going with all of these.
What you got, Gabe?
I am going to go a Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco, Super Bowl MVP.
Oh.
Hell yes. Tyler, give me one.
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw, multiple times a Super Bowl MVP for the Steelers. His bourbon is terrible. Alex.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Easy.
So many times. One, two, three. Let me cross them all out. Four, five times a Super Bowl MVP.
I'm going to go Joe Montana.
Joe Montana, multiple times. One, two.
How many do we have left?
I need
like a running count of how many we have left.
There's
several. I'm feeling pressure.
There's several. There's, right. I see four. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Oh, wow. There's quite a few.
14, there's still 14 left. Okay. Tyler, what you got?
Phil Sims.
Phil Sims, Super Bowl MVP. What do you go, 24 of 26 in the Super Bowl? Or 22 of 25,
I think.
Yeah, 22 of 25, something like that. Alex, what you got?
Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman, Super Bowl MVP. Damn Skippy
in
27.
He's
Super
making
Bowl
me
27.
Nervous with his confidence in his answers. I've got to be
both
honest.
Of those guys are on fire.
I'm going to go Eli Manning.
Eli Manning twice in 52 and 56 for Eli Manning.
Like
Tyler.
This.
John Elway.
John Elway.
Oh,
damn Skippy in 33 for the Denver Broncos. John Elway. Alex.
Sorry, guys. Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
Oh.
51 for Peyton Manning the Chicago Bears. You go to hell, Alex Kuhn.
I think I'm going to be the one to lose the first one.
Think about
I'm going to say Trent DeFerrer.
Trent Dilfer is fun to think about, but no, he was not Super Bowl MVP.
All right.
But he is the worst coach in the history of UAB.
Fair.
So he's got that going for him. Wonder what bucket that's in. Tyler, you got any more?
Ben Roethlisberger?
Ben Roethlisberger was not a Super Bowl MVP.
Wow.
Big Ben.
Jerome Bettis won it that year.
I thought he got the one against the Cardinals.
No. It was James Harrison?
I don't have the full list, but I just kept the quarterbacks. James Harrison against the Cardinals and Jerome Bettis. Maybe Willie, who's the guy who ran for 75?
Willie Parker?
Willie Parker, was he one that year? No, I don't know. There was a safety, Larry Brown, right? Larry Brown won it. So anyway, no, not Ben.
Alex,
one more for the win.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre was...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Not a Super Bowl MVP.
Oh, Desmond Howard. Aaron Rodgers.
Matthew Stafford?
Matthew Stafford. Yes.
When they won the Rams?
Yes, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers. Here are the ones that you guys did not get. Nick Foles. Steve Young.
Oh, my God.
Mark Rippon. Jim Plunkett. And then back in the day, Bart Starr, Joe Namath, Len Dawson, Roger Staubach.
Guys, I think we did a good job for
excellent
being younger
showing.
Guys.
You excellent showing.
Great job, guys.
All right, we'll go to the modern NFL. I was praising the Bears for being the second best team in running the football. I decided to just look at the top 25 rushers of the football in the NFL right now.
Of all time.
Nope. Right now.
Oh, right now.
This season.
Top 25?
Top 25 in running the ball. Keep quiet, Gabe, because Tyler's first. Just want to make sure you know.
My bad.
Tyler's
thanks.
First up here. Top 25 running the football this season, 2025 in the NFL.
So this is rushing yards, correct?
Rushing yards.
Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey is number 10 with 796 yards. Alex.
James Cook.
Is second with 1,084 yards already. Gabe.
Oh, my God. DeAndre Swift.
DeAndre Swift is number 17 with 649 yards. Tyler.
Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs is not in the top 25.
Wow. He gone.
Oh, yes, he is. I'm sorry. He's 18th. I'm wrong. 18th with 648
yards. You gave
Baby
T a scare there.
Yeah, I do. Baby T doesn't like being scared. I like this. Alex, what you got?
King Henry.
King Henry, Derrick Henry, number 6.
That's good.
With 871 yards. Gabe.
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs, number 3 with 951 yards. Fun fact, they were all last week against the Giants.
That's hilarious.
All 951 of them. Tyler, what you got?
Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara, nope, not in the top 25.
Oh, man.
He is not. He must have less than 500 yards rushing, or at least less than 5'11". Alex.
Jonathan Taylor.
Number 1 with 1,197 yards. 1,197 already. Gabe.
Devon Achane.
Devon Achane, 900 yards. He's number 4. Alex.
Oh.
This is good. Deep cuts.
Rico Dowdle.
Rico Dowdle, number 7 in the NFL.
Is he really?
871
yards.
He just
got back.
I know, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Rico Dowdle. Gabe.
Oh, it's my turn again.
Yes.
Okay, I am going to go with... Breece Hall.
Breece Hall, number 13, with 766 yards. Well done, Alex.
Tony Pollard?
Tony Pollard, number 24, with 522. Gabe?
Oh, because Ferengall's not in it anymore.
No? Okay.
I'm going to say, oh, my God. Travis Etienne.
Travis Etienne, number 9, with 815. Oh, Alex?
Oh! Bucky Irving?
Irving has been hurt, and he's not on the list.
Yeah, let's go!
One more to win, Gabe, just to show it
off.
One
more to win? Yeah. Sure. Let's go Aaron Jones Sr.
Aaron Jones Sr. Nah, I'm still going to give you the win.
Thank you.
But he's not there.
26th.
Javonte Williams.
Oh, duh.
Bijan Robinson.
Oh, my God.
Kyren Williams. J.K. Dobbins. Saquon Barkley is still there. Nice. Kenneth Walker III. Quinshon Judkins. Saquon, I know. Chase Brown. Jalen Warren. Ashton Jeanty. Travion Henderson. Jordan Mason. Well, and David Montgomery. But a fine showing by you guys.
Would it be cheating if we had the teams in front of us? Not necessarily the players, but the teams, that's the part.
I'm going to say yes on that.
I like that. That makes it more difficult.
Yeah, no, because you got to just think through. But it's probably what some people out there were doing, like thinking through the teams.
That's good.
All right. Look, every year, Campbell's figures out what are the most popular side dishes for Thanksgiving in each state. Okay? But they only go to a top 5 overall.
Okay.
I had to go deeper than that. So I went to delish.com.
Sounds like a credible site.
The top 17 Thanksgiving side dishes from their team of experts at delish.com. These are the most popular Thanksgiving side dishes. Alex Kuhn, you're first.
Mashed potatoes.
Is number 5.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese is low on the list, is number 16. They said because it doesn't really match the harvest theme. So, but anyway, whatever. It's on the list of the top 17.
I'm in.
Alex.
Oh, no, baby tea.
Baby tea. Thanksgiving side dishes.
Stuffing.
Solid.
It's number 1.
Solid.
Actually, it's number 2, but number 1's controversial. I'm going to tell you number 1. All right, I'm just going to give it to you. They got gravy at number 1 because gravy is not just gravy. Oftentimes it has chunks of stuff in there and you got to make sure you have it.
Fair. I was debating on guessing that.
Isn't that interesting? I went ahead and gave it to people.
I like that. We wouldn't have guessed that.
I don't think you would have guessed it. No. Stuffing is indeed on the list.
Cool.
Alex.
Green bean casserole.
Damn right. Green bean casserole, number 4.
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes has been named already. Thank you, Gabe.
Sweet potatoes is what I meant to say.
Sweet potatoes. Damn Skippy. Sweet potato casserole or sweet potatoes. We'll give it to you. Yes. Tyler.
Cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce. Is right there. Number 3 on the list with gravy. Again, controversially, number 1. Alex.
Rolls.
Rolls! Skippy!
That's so easy.
Aren't they delicious?
So
it's bread and potatoes is what you need. So yeah, rolls are number 15 on the list.
I'm going to go with... Oh, damn. Well, okay, I can say this one. Rice and beans. you guys are wrong. You guys are wrong.
The Latino has entered the building. There are no rice and beans.
Come on, do that. You cannot tell me that's not on the list. I don't want to hear it. All right. I'm out.
The game is out. I'm sorry. Tyler.
Ham.
Ham is not a side dish.
Side dish, sure.
I'm so sorry. Ham is a protein.
I was running thin after those two guesses.
Yeah. All right. Would you like to take another guess or no? You're out.
I'm out.
Okay. Alex, one more to win.
Oh, I like this. Go back to me. Does it go back to me?
No.
Oh, damn.
Well, yeah, maybe. Yes, it will. If Alex doesn't come up with one, I'll go around again.
Yeah.
I'm making up the rules here.
Corn casserole.
Damn, that's Skippy!
Good. That's a good
one. That's a great call. Corn pudding, or corn casserole, as it's called, is absolutely number 5 on the list. The winner is Alex Kuhn.
I love it.
The winner is the listeners. We would have accepted roasted potatoes, scalloped potatoes as well. It's not just mash. Cornbread is its own thing. A salad, spinach of any kind. You guys didn't go greens at all. Brussels sprouts, spinach, collard greens.
Yeah.
And there was a second stuffing on the list, cornbread stuffing, which is thought to be its own thing next to regular stuffing.
Dressing.
Dressing is what they say.
Okay, yeah.
That's exactly right.
I'm
there
disappointed in myself.
Yeah, no, don't be. Don't be. You know what? There's going to be rice and beans at my in-law's house tomorrow. I know
so
that
you
for
know
sure.
It's on the list. Speak not just like.
All right. Thank you for playing categories. The winner is Alex Kuhn. Coming up next on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.